We are gonna smoke some weed, talk about the universe, share valuable life lessons, and listen to some beautiful music for this Sunday spirituality speech. You are listening to Nikitra Berard, host of The Creative Album, where we cover topics of spirituality, healing, self-development, growth, transformation, evolution, design for musicians, producers, artists, and various types of creatives, where we come together to explore different perspectives of life and create the life of our dreams. The Sunday spirituality speech is my own version of a traditional Sunday service church sermon, where I give my two cents about my relationship and connection to God, Goddess, Spirit, Source, all that is the universe, or the latest term that I like to try and define is cosmic intelligence. I feel like anytime that you try to define what God is, you lose everything that it actually is. We are gods. We are goddesses. We are all that is. We are extension of source, of infinite intelligence. So I am excited to even try to describe my relationship or my connection to this essence that permeates all throughout reality on Sundays when most of the population goes to church, you know, to find that connection or to, just embrace that. I mean, it's important to have, spirituality be the center of your life. And I've been on my very own personal journey of exploring this practically all my life. You know, why am I here? What is my purpose? Just trying to figure out, some of the bigger questions in life. And I find out that it just has me asking for more and more questions, you know? So that's what we are doing for this Sunday spirituality speech. I usually like to have some notes about what I'm going to talk about or some guide points. But today I am just freestyling it. I am free flowing it. Just to tap into my intuition and just trust the messages or whatever comes to me for whoever, comes across this or, resonates with the energy that I am feeling at this moment, on this day, at this time. It's Cancer season. So lately I have been exploring my emotional body and connecting with other human beings that are discussing things about the emotion. Cancer is about the mother, the nurturing. It's a water sign, so they feel very connected to emotions, how we are feeling, and the relation, to how that is showing up in our lives. So, I have been doing some journal prompts and, just spending quality time or just contemplating to myself, receiving what it is that I need to know so that I can grow, so that I can heal. Being able to interpret what I am feeling and like, how can I express that? What are the ways can I express that? And so speaking is one of the ways that I do feel comes with ease for me. I also like writing. That seems like a slower way. It's more intentional. I have been learning to dance, to, embody what I'm feeling and be able to express that through movement. I feel comfortable doing yoga and stretches, but dancing is something that has taken me, out of my comfort zone, but so that I can feel comfortable in being in my own skin, being in my own body, like, for crying out loud. This is my experience. Therefore, I am the only one that has control of whatever it is that I am feeling, and I am the only one that can control, you know, my very own body. That is my responsibility. That is my duty to be connected to that, because there have been times in my life where I felt as if I was not connected, you know, regardless of the reason why or, you know, how we led up to that. I have to do the work of, you know, discovering that, figuring that out. And like, that is the beauty of life. That is the art, you know, of creating who it is that you want to be, creating the life that you truly desire and are worthy of. So yeah, let's listen to some Native American flute music. I prefer to listen to this right now, today, instead of some gospel music. I probably will turn on some later on today, and then maybe by this evening, I'll probably be bumping some hip-hop, pop, R&B, you know, something else more lively. But I am taking the time to ease into the day. I will probably go for a walk, you know, while I'm smoking my blunt. And I am going to cook a delicious meal. So I am feeling in love with life, in love with me, trusting whatever comes to me. So it's nice to have you guys join and participate and connect with me. So let's take a moment to listen to some beautiful music. Yeah, so I am smoking on some sativa flower today. I am going to attempt to try this in my meal that I'm cooking today. I have the ardent, this is like a easy bake oven, should I call it, for weed, where it makes it quite easy for you to decarboxylate the weed so that you can you know, infuse it into food or even oils or whatever. So I am playing around with that, having fun. And I know how unorthodox it is to be talking about God, Goddess, Spirit, Source, you know, while I'm smoking cannabis. But believe it or not, the universe produces it, right? The universe creates this beautiful flower, this beautiful plant that has medicinal, you know, benefits to it. That's why I'm taking advantage of it. I mean, it's like, how can I live life and not enjoy this, right? So that's what I am getting into today. Like I said, this is a Sunday service that is unlike any other, and I feel like it's time for a change, because, you know, how many people all around the world are, you know, just not satisfied with some of the traditions of, you know, what's going on today when it comes to church. It's like, you know, I'm not bashing it in any way, because I enjoyed it. I, you know, spending my time at church, but I just feel like I need something richer, something deeper. You know, so like, that's what I'm reaching for when I talk about spirituality. Like, what's my connection to everything in the universe? It's like, you know, somebody could read something out of the Bible and interpret it one way, but I have a different interpretation. So let me share that, you know, like, don't always accept what you're being told. Like, have your own mind, you know, have your own experience, and like, that's what I caught myself doing for this this Sunday spirituality speech, because we are discovering, you know, I want to say over the years or just within this day, age, and time where these pastors and the Vatican, you know, how intertwined it is to the government and how misleading, you know, some of these preachers and pastors, you know, have been, you know, just hearing these, you know, these revealing stories and sex scandals. And I'm just like, wow, oh my gosh, like, you know, this is what church is about? This is what God is about? Not necessarily, because we are all human beings, you know, under the influence of something above, higher than us. And there's lessons to learn and all that. And just to sum that up, you know, we are moving from the age of Pisces, where Pisces is about spirituality, but it seems like it's kind of been hijacked by patriarchal paradigms. You know, there were men who wrote the Bible, poets, you know, they were really good artists, and we're still holding on to some of those traditions. You know, there were or are wars being fought in the name of God. So, you know, it's just like, it's time for something new. It's time for us, you know, to wake up. And that's what a lot of humanity is going through, this spiritual awakening, you know, having these revelations and coming back to our power, moving into the age of the Aquarius. I just love using that term. You're probably going to hear me speak about it a lot, because I am an Aquarius sun sign. And it's like, I have been sharing some of this knowledge and information with people, you know, as it comes to me. You know, some people are just like, girl, that doesn't make any sense. I don't know where you get this from, you know, and I'm just like, okay, well, you know, just looking back on, I'm like, okay, it all makes sense to me now. It's like, I guess it served this purpose, you know, just by me being the one to introduce them to this type of information, or, you know, just me trusting and believing in, you know, the messages that I am receiving and the things that I am coming across. You know, it's like, it's okay, you know, that they don't get it, or that it's not accepted, or it's not, you know, appreciate it in the way that I would like it to. But that's a part of my growth, you know, like, not to take it personal if I'm not understood, because, yeah, it just is what it is. So, you know, that's just some of the things that I have learned along the way, and just speaking my truth and sharing my experience with you guys. I would love to express myself more through music. Music and dance. I have been working on making videos. I do enjoy social media. I look at it as technology, as a tool, you know, so I've just been trying to find different ways to, you know, express who I am and what I gotta say through technology on, you know, various platforms or whatnot. And I'm, you know, discovering there's some people who don't like it, you know, some people who don't feel comfortable, you know, sharing parts of their lives online, or there are some people who, you know, are not necessarily telling the truth or the whole story, but it's like, we have to learn to, you know, adapt to, you know, certain things that are going on in our environment so that we can not only survive, but to thrive and succeed and prosper as well. So, to just be doing this podcast and, you know, just sharing my stories and my experiences is I want to say it's like a step up for me. It is, you know, something that it's kind of new for me in this way, because I don't know what's going to, you know, come of it. So that's just me trusting in the universe and, you know, tapping into vulnerability and finding the courage within that. And it really comes from me, you know, opening up to, you know, new people, new ideas, new energies that are coming to me that has helped me to move and navigate through some of the difficulties and the challenges that I pretty much create for myself. You know, but it is what it is. It's what makes life exciting, you know, what makes it worth it, enjoyable. So, yeah, I feel like that's all that I have to say for today's Sunday spirituality speech. You guys can tell me what's on your mind, what's going on with you in the community chat. I would love to hear from you. I invite you to be a part of the creative community. This is great for content creators, e-commerce entrepreneurs, and those who are looking for inspiration and ways to create income online. It's one of my favorite things to talk about, and I just, you know, share sometimes out there ideas. So sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes it's just like, you know, just for fun and entertainment, and the fact that we can make money doing the things that we love and we're passionate about. So I share all of this information within the creative community with a monthly subscription. You guys can become a member by clicking subscribe on the homepage of the podcast. Something new that I can share is I decided to add horse retreats to my spirituality business model. I am looking for a location for me to host these and some other people who want to participate and collaborate, because this is, you know, something that is calling me right now. It's speaking to me. These beautiful, majestic beings, horses, you know, they are spiritual messengers and they are quite intuitive. So that's exciting. Something to look forward to. Probably going to be like full on in motion 2023. So it's like a dream come true, something that I am, you know, stretching and reaching out for, because I am on my very own journey of ascension and growth and healing. You know, so it's like, I don't know what's going to come from it. What, you know, what's going to be, like become of this. So, yeah, it's like, I am just spreading my wings and stepping out on faith and just, you know, enjoying life to the fullest, because why not? So if that is something that interests you, follow the podcast for more updates, and also check out the links where I will be giving, you know, the latest news and, you know, booking information and the website. So, yes, that is all that I have for you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Sunday Spirituality Speech by me, Nikitra Berard.